Good morning, people. Some say it's hot. Good morning, people of God. Welcome this morning as we do come together in this time of worship. We gather to celebrate in this. How are you this April? Awesome. That's good. Now, are you still saying that when people, have you gotten the habit of saying that when people ask you? Do they still look at you funny? Huh? They still do, don't they? Yeah. That's okay. Let them wonder. All right? Anyway, many of you are messing with my mind. You're sitting in the wrong place. You guys need to be over there. Anyway. Let's prepare our hearts and minds for worship with our order of confession and forgiveness. I invite you to stand as you're able today. We begin here at the baptismal font, for it's here we are reminded of who we are and to whom we belong. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let us come before God seeking forgiveness and life, and I invite us to take a moment for our own self-examination and reflection at this time. Steadfast and saving God, have mercy on us. We confess to you all the ways we turn from you and harm one another. In your compassion, forgive our sins and heal our hurts. Bring forth from us a harvest of righteousness, the fruits of gentleness and peacemaking, the sheaves of wisdom and justice, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus, the Son of God, receive mercy and forgiveness. Find grace in your time of need. Your transgressions are forgiven. God's love is a healing balm for your wounds. Rejoice, for God raises you up to a new life in Christ. Amen. We sing our gathering song. It's easier to sing standing up, by the way. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. us pray. Almighty Creator and ever-living God, we worship your glory, eternal three in one, and we praise your power, majestic one in three. Keep us steadfast in this faith. Defend us in all adversity, and bring us at last into your presence, where you live in endless joy and love. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Good morning. The first reading today is from Proverbs, the 8th verse. Does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights beside the way, at the crossroads, she takes her stand beside the gates in front of the town. At the entrance of the portals, she cries out to you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all that live. The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of long ago. Ages ago, I was set up at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth, when there were no springs abounding with water, before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills I was brought forth, when he had not yet made the earth and fields or the world's first bits of soil. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters might not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him like a master worker, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world and delighting in the human race. The word of the Lord. The psalm is Psalm 8. Please read responsively the bold print. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You whose glory is chanted above the heavens, out of the mouths of infants and children. You have set up a fortress against our enemies. You have silenced the foe and avengers. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have set in their courses, what are mere mortals that you should be mindful of them, human beings that you should care for them? Yet you have made them little less than divine. With glory and honor you crown them. You have made them rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all flocks and cattle, even the wild beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatever passes along the path of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. The second reading is from Romans 5, verses 1 through 5. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
according to St. John, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. And for this reason, I said that he will take whatever is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May be seated. Would you please pray with me? Loving God, we are grateful this day for your goodness and your grace. We are grateful how you come to us and how your Spirit flows through and moves, empowering. We give you thanks for your word. Now may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditation of our hearts be acceptable. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is one of those crazy church days. Because this is the one Sunday out of the year where the text or the focus of it is on a doctrine of the church. Now, doesn't that get your blood flowing? Huh? Today is Holy Trinity Sunday. And we have spent a lot of time trying to figure out what does that mean? What does Holy Trinity mean? You know, we use different images to try to explain, you know, how can three be one and one be three? All this type of thing. We do that with, you know, the water is one of the most often used ones. You know, you have water that's fluid, water that can be frozen, and water that can be gaseous because it evaporates. I mean, you know, how can one thing be three different things? Well, I want to try to do something a little bit different here today in dealing with this, how we understand Trinity. I want us to think about it in three different ways. And the first way I'm going to, this is for your outline that you're taking notes on, okay, is that the God as Creator, Father, is one that is involved in our creation. The next part is one who teaches, one who guides or teaches us along the way, and finally, the final one is guiding. That those three principles, I guess. The thing is, like in Holy Trinity here, and we talk about who, try to figure out who God is and how we understand that, but it shows the depth that God goes to be in relationship with us. Jesus says to his disciples that he will send the Holy Spirit to them. And when this Holy Spirit comes upon them, the Spirit will guide them and reveal to them the truth. The truth that Jesus, as we hear it in our text, tells the Spirit to say, to share. There's a unity, you see, in purpose in all of this stuff that we see in this relationship. In the interaction between the three understandings or how we understand God. This passage also tells us that the Spirit has come. That the Spirit has come and has stayed. The Spirit has come and has stayed. God is with us. And that God's involved in our lives is not an absent God, but God is involved, engaged in our lives. You know, we think of how God broke into the world in Jesus Christ as becoming the incarnate, putting on flesh. When Jesus ascends, the ascension, which was just a few weeks ago, did you get the ascension? Did you remember that? We kind of fall over that kind of quickly sometimes. We forget about that little piece. But as Jesus says, God did not separate himself from us. God continues to be involved in our lives in the person of the Holy Spirit. God is present. God is interested in our lives and what happens to us. The Spirit is actively a part of us. So the focus of the Spirit's presence in our lives is that of relationship. You know, and this right here is a prime example as we gather for worship on a Sunday morning or another day of the week. It's not as just empty rituals that we go through, you know. What we do here in our worship is, first of all, we praise God, but we also, in our worship, we remember how God has worked and how God continues to be with us. We walk with God in this relationship. We sing songs. We sing songs. It's really interesting. Our closing hymn today is Holy, Holy, Holy. Now, I grew up, we sang that every Sunday. How many when you're growing up, you sang that every Sunday? But it was the first hymn. So I think it's interesting that Holy, Holy, Holy now is our sending hymn today. That tells us something, that we are to continue. We're moved out singing and praising God. We sing songs to love Him. We gather around the table and eat the food that gives us strength and renews us. I love that Jesus tells His disciples, "There's so much more I want to tell you, but you can't bear it right now." I have those same types of thoughts when I'm teaching confirmation. I'd love to be able to teach the kids more, but I also know that there comes a time when they've reached their limit, you might say. They've had their fill of me. But I think of that, though. I think of that. It's an ongoing learning process. That our faith formation does not end. I asked this a few weeks ago. I don't know if you were here. If I asked this, you know, how many of you understand that our faith formation, our education, our growing in faith does not stop at confirmation? And I ask you to raise your hands. How many understand that it does not stop at confirmation? How many raise your hands? That's a whole lot more arms that went up. Either you weren't listening when I first said it. But the thing is, our faith formation is an ongoing thing. When we affirm our baptism, like I, at the beginning I said, remember who we are and to whom we belong. We affirm our baptism with that hope that our relationship with Jesus will continue and will continue to grow, that we will continue to grow in our faith. There's not an ending in the learning process. The life of faith actually is a life of learning. Sometimes when people ask me, or I ask people what grade they're in or something like that, I'll say something like, well, I'm in the 51st grade or something like that. Something that says, suggests that learning is a continuing process. The life of faith is a life of learning. Spirit moves in our lives, enlightening us. The Spirit teaches us through the events of our lives and our relationships. And as we walk with God, we learn more about ourselves, our world, and others who are around us, and how we react to those things that happen around us. We grow in knowledge and understanding. And as the proverb spoke this morning, wisdom. Did you know that wisdom in the Old Testament is a feminine name for God? How many of you knew that?
So when Sophie comes up here, I go, "Do you know what your name means?" Because I told her, and she says, "Wisdom." But that's one of those things. It's a little bit of trivia, but I think it's important to know. Wisdom. We grow in understanding and knowledge and wisdom. Now there are times we forget about how important it is to continue learning, to continue growing. Perhaps there's times when we've decided that we've learned enough, that we don't really need to study anymore. That we can put our minds and our spirits in kind of neutral and kind of coast the rest of the way. Some of us have stopped learning on the day of our confirmation, of our affirmation to baptism. And when we do that, we simply attempt to live our lives in the world of a ninth grader. That's where how we progress. And I must suggest to you that the Spirit does not allow us to remain there. The Spirit in our lives and always offers to teach and to help us grow. The Spirit doesn't force Himself upon us, but it's always available there with us. Now, one of the unspoken elements we talk about here is that of guiding, of being with us throughout the whole thing. Being a follower of Jesus Christ is that Jesus leads us. And one of the tasks of the Holy Spirit is to guide us along the way. Now, we can get into abstract theological type of things and talk about how the Spirit's leading. We can, you know, does the Spirit lead us to specific parking places? Does the Spirit tell you whether to order Mexican or Chinese? Or does the Spirit limit His leading to a point out the general direction that the Spirit wants us to go? I think, this might be kind of fun for discussion, I think a more important question is, for us in our daily walk, in being open to being led, is do we ask the Spirit for guidance, for the Spirit to guide us? On my door to my office, I have a little saying on there, and it says, "The goal of faithfulness is not that we will do the work for God, but that God will be free to do God's work through us." So do we ever ask for the Spirit to guide us to do that work, to do God's work through us? It's an important question. And if it's true that we live in order to do God's will, then it's important for us to ask what God wants us to do. Asking opens us up to the possibilities of being guided. Opening up. We should also ask the question, what does God want us to do? And when we see a need, maybe a simple prayer, how can I help, may lead us to open up a ministry, a new ministry that we never thought of before. How can I help? We're often, perhaps, too simply satisfied with a distant God. And perhaps we may think it's safer that way, if we keep God at arm's length. But Jesus offers us so much more. Sends us the Spirit to become part of our lives, to teach us, to guide us, and empower us to be instruments of God's love and God's grace. The goal of faithfulness is not that we will do the work for God, but that we'll open ourselves up, that God will be free to do God's work through us in this place at this time. Amen. invite you to stand as you're able as we profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Joining our voices with God's people around the world, let us offer our prayers for those in need. For the church throughout the world and its leaders, that the work of the Spirit unite us in Christ to proclaim the wonders of God. Let us pray. Have mercy, O God. For the majesty of creation, the moon and stars that enlighten the night and the birds that inhabit the sky and the fish that reside in the seas and lakes, that all creatures may flourish together, let us pray. Have mercy, O God. We pray for all levels of government, for our government, for the governments of the world. We pray that you will grant wisdom for truth displayed in true world leaders and for international relief agencies, especially as they work to relieve those of immigrants, those who are displaced by war. That God's love pour out into our hearts that may be extended to all people and to all nations. Let us pray. For the sick, that they are comforted. For the despairing, that they receive hope. For children, that they be granted nurturing caretakers. And for all who cry out to God in any need. Especially today, remember Ron, for Sue, Ann, Arla and Kathy, Janelle, Ernie, Lexan, Alvin and Gwen, Joanne, Kevin, Levi, Sean, Chelsea, Libby, Joe, Leo, Sam. We lift them up to you in their need. We also pray for our companion synod. And we pray for those leaving from Malawi this week and next week. We pray for Sharon as she goes. Let us pray. Have mercy, O God. For all who provide fatherly care and guidance, for those estranged from family, for friends and neighbors, and for our congregation, that God's mercy serve as a model for all our relationships. Let us pray. In thanksgiving for the faithful departed who now rest from their labors, that we cling to the hope of sharing with them the glory of God, let us pray. Merciful God, you hear the prayers of your people, even before they are spoken. We commend these and all our prayers to you, trusting in your abundant mercy, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Let us share that with one another.
receive our morning offering at this time.
Merciful God, as grains of wheat scattered upon the hills are gathered together to become one bread, so let your church be gathered together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. For yours is the glory through Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We remember that in the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. Giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body. It's given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." When the meal had ended, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. It's shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remember us in your kingdom, O Lord, and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May be seated. Jesus is the host and invites us to come to the table to receive. So come and eat. Need two more. Here the body of Christ given for you. Art of the body of Christ given for you. Ed Dan, the body of Christ given for you. Michael, the body of Christ given for you. Dick, the body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. Thank you. I invite you to stand as you're able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace and his peace. Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that you welcome us to your table and satisfy our deepest hunger and thirst. By your gifts of word and holy meal, strengthen us to take up the cross as we go about our callings in this world, following after Jesus Christ, our servant Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and with mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our sending song. I think we got to stay, keep on standing for holy, holy, holy. It's one of those rules. I learned it in seminary. Not really, but... Just to highlight a few announcements. Katie, why don't you make your way up there. Next Sunday, weather permitting, we will be worshiping outdoors right on the other side of this wall right here, where we did last summer at that one time. And we're going to do it three times this summer, once each month, and see how it all works. And invite you to, there'll be chairs available and to sit, but I invite you to bring your lawn chairs or whatever. Or if you want to put a blanket down, you can lay it on a blanket too. It's going to be an outdoor service next Sunday. And if we have maybe a few people come a little bit early to kind of help get some things put up out there, we'd appreciate that. Katie.
Well, good morning, everyone. So I am here to talk about our annual Pack the Park event, which is coming up on Sunday, August 4th. So just over a month away. I can't believe it. But this is an event that we host every year. It's a celebration of the ministries in Menominee. So the partnership that we have between Christ Lutheran, Our Savior's Lutheran, Peace Lutheran, and Lutheran Campus Ministry at Stout. So we will start with an outdoor worship service at 10 o'clock at Wilson Park. That's the big band shell where Ludington Guard Band is held. The worship will start at 10 o'clock with communion. You can bring a lawn chair if you'd like to sit in the shade. Otherwise, there are benches in the sun. So usually most people bring a lawn chair and sit in the shade. And then following worship, we will have our annual chicken dinner fundraiser to support Lutheran Campus Ministry. The Holy Cross men's group from Glenwood City is going to do the chicken again this year. Great chicken. The dinner is $10 for adults, and then we have a kids plate for children. And that'll be $5, and it'll either be a hot dog or one piece of chicken. We also have, we'll have coleslaw and chips and beans and a bun, all the fixings with that. We also have custard donated from Culver's and root beer, so we'll have some root beer floats that day as well that is all included in your meal. Tickets will be available to purchase on the day of the event. Also, following worship, we'll have our bucket raffle fundraiser with great prizes from local businesses and places around Menominee. Tickets will be one ticket for $1 or six tickets for $5. Those will also be available to purchase on the day of the event. For those kids out there or kids at heart, we've got some other family events. We've got yard games. We've got a bounce house, because who doesn't love a bounce house? And this year, we have something new and exciting that one of my board members just told me about. We are going to have a dunk tank this year.
All right!
So,
do I get to do it?
If you want to. Yeah. So, if you have ever dreamed of dunking your pastor or me, line up, because it's going to be fun. I'm hoping that it's really warm that day, and the water is not too cold, but I guess we'll see. So that will be a fun addition to our event this year that's brand new. I really hope you can all join us. It's a really fun day. It's a great day to just celebrate our ministries that we share together and as we serve God in this community. So following worship, I am going to be hunting some of you down to see if you want to come and volunteer. If you volunteered in the past, hopefully you will volunteer again. It's not too much. We divide you up into groups. We need people to help serve the dinner, to help clean up, set up, supervise some of the kids' areas and the dunk tank and things like that. So come see me if you're interested in helping out with that. I'll have you fill out a just very brief form. You get a free T-shirt, which is always something that I like to do if I volunteer. I like to get something for volunteering. So I hope you will come and join us, and if you have any questions, come and see me.
Thank you, Katie.
What is dunk the pastor cost?
Well, you know what? My mind starts to work here. It starts to work, and I'm going to talk to Bob Fries and Sarah Miller over it, because Heather's gone for the summer. I'm going to suggest we have a little competition with a dunk tank. Anyway, the other announcements I think are self-explanatory in there, and just wanted you to know, I in the prayers I mentioned Sharon. Sharon will be going to Malawi. You're leaving next Sunday afternoon or Monday? The 30th. It's Sunday the 30th. But next Sunday, as part of the service, we're going to be having a little commissioning with her to do that as she goes to Malawi. And you hope to get to our partner congregation there, right? You don't know for sure, but you hope that'll be the case, yeah? Okay. All right. You know what time it is, then? Time for bed. Yeah, well, it's time for bed. Well, we got 4 minutes, I guess. Celebrate Jesus.